Today, the late Representative Elijah Cummings lies in state at the U.S. Capitol, becoming the first African-American lawmaker to receive that honor. Cummings died 1 week ago at age 68. Friends, family, and members of Congress paid tribute to Cummings' legacy in a memorial service this morning.
And now, God, please now receive the bootlegging preacher based in Baltimore, Elijah Cummings. Amen.
Well, the mood at the Capitol was very different yesterday when dozens of House Republicans led by Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida barged into a secure hearing room to protest the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Their intrusion disrupted the testimony of a Pentagon official to the House Intelligence Committee and represents an escalation in the Republican defense of President Trump. For more, let's bring in NPR's Susan Davis in Washington. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what was the point of the storming of that secure room?
Well, I think we've heard from Republicans a familiar line of criticism against the impeachment inquiry is that they don't believe it's been a fair process because the full House has not voted to authorize the investigation, something that they would like Democrats to do. But we should note, as we always do, that there is no rules or constitutional requirement for Democrats to do that. Mm-hmm. So as part of these protests, about two dozen Republicans ahead of testimony, planned testimony from a top Pentagon official, announced publicly that they were going to go storm the room and try to disrupt the proceedings. They had a short-term successful effect. They did delay the testimony from Laura Cooper, who's a top Pentagon official overseeing U.S. military policy in Ukraine, for about 5 hours. But ultimately, she did testify yesterday afternoon. So the protest was not a long-term success.
And this is a secure room. West Virginia Republican Alex Mooney actually called one of his staffers from the room. Here's some tape.
I'm calling you from the skiff on a secure phone right now. We had to give up our cell phones as we were coming in because you couldn't have them there. But, of course, they're not having the hearing anyway. It's just a bunch of Republicans in the room right now waiting for the information so we can represent our constituents. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm proud to be standing for our president.
But many members did bring their phones into that secure room. Are there going to be consequences for that?
There could be, but there probably won't be. It is a violation of the rules of the House and national security protocols to bring electronic or recording devices into these rooms, these skiffs. I talked to one national security expert that said part of the reason it's so egregious in this particular room is it's not just where they're conducting the impeachment inquiry. It is where Congress meets and House lawmakers meet to discuss any number of classified briefings. This is where they go for all of those classified briefings. So it really is sort of a shock to the system that members would broach decorum in that way. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff did note he could and would be within his rights to file ethics complaints against the Republicans who did it. But Democrats I talked to said, look, we're not trying to escalate this sort of partisan fight. We're trying to de-escalate and just focus on the investigation.
And we should point out, by the way, Republicans have been making the point that this should be open and that it should all be out in public. But there is precedent for these kinds of inquiries being behind closed doors at this point, right?
Sure. There's plenty of precedent. Congress consistently does closed-door private depositions as part of its investigations and oversight constitutional authority. What's different is this is an impeachment investigation, so there isn't anything usual about it. I think that Republicans in some ways have really stuck to focusing on the process arguments here because they have been less certain in their footing in defending the president on the substance of the accusations, which the inquiry over time has proved more and more damning to the president based on the testimony from state and national security officials that they have heard from.
What do we know about the testimony that actually did happen once that hearing got underway yesterday?
Laura Cooper, as I said, works at the Pentagon. She oversees military policy. They have not released the depositions or the transcripts of the opening statements for many of these witnesses, another complaint of Republicans. But we do know that they wanted to talk to her about any information she may have known along the timeline of the allegation that the president personally ordered withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine in order to extract promises from the Ukrainian government that they would look into the president's political rivals. We don't know what she told the committee, but we do know she did not testify as long as many others did. Some have sat before the committee for 8, 9, 10, 11 hours. She was in and out within a few hours yesterday afternoon, which might lead you to believe that she didn't necessarily have blockbuster testimony.
NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis, as we continue to watch the impeachment inquiry going on in Washington, at least as much as we can see from outside those closed doors. Sue, thank you.
You're welcome.